underneath a little mountain where I used myself to walk. By a pretty pleasant fountain there I heard two lovers talk. He said, "Be my only jewel, would you have your lover die? Can you be so fair and cruel?" "No, indeed," quoth she, "not I." "Why, my dear, my pretty Nancy, will you then torment my mind? If poor Willie you can fancy, show yourself to him more kind. Or if you design my ruin, I am willing for to die. But be short in my undoing." Still she answered, "No, not I." "Why, then pray will you torment me and take pleasure in my smart? When a kind look will content me, will you frown to break my heart? If it be my Nanny's pleasure, on my sword I'll freely die. Give the word my only treasure." Still she answered, "No, not I." "Bid me live, and I'll endeavor every way to gain your love. If it be so great a favor, bid me from your eyes remove. Deal with me as with a creature, as you please shall live or die. Are you mistress of ill nature?" Still she answered, "No, not I." This indeed was more contenting than whate'er before she gave. Though it was not full consenting, it encouraged her flame. "Should I tempt to kiss my fair one, would you say despair and die? Say, my love, my only dear one." Still she answered, "No, not I." Then he laid his arms about her, she the posture did approve. He resolved no more to doubt her, and by progress of his love gained such conquest straight upon her that at last they swain did cry, "Will you yield the fort of honor?" Still she answered, "No, not I." But there was so little distance, and so yielding a defense, that he found all her resistance was but only complaisance. "No," said he, "you must surrender. If I force you, will you cry?" All she said for to defend her was, "Indeed, my dear, not I." Hard it was at the first sally, for to say which side would beat. Though poor Willie oft did rally, he as often did retreat. But what most deserved wonder, Willie he for all his art, though he kept poor Nanny under, was the first desire to part.